Time for us to talk Maine Black Bear football. Our Black Bear report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Visit them online at creative-ps.com. We welcome in the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Congratulations on that first win of the year. A great all-around effort by your Black Bears. It's got to feel good to get that W in the column.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to be have a victory on Sunday, waking up and working, you know, through all of our corrections with a win under our belt. And, you know, just really happy for the players, coaches, and the program and everyone that supports us. So, you know, looking forward to getting back to work this week.
Well, a lot of things went well for your Black Bears on Saturday, but I guess what struck me the most was the terrific work your offensive line did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. They were outstanding just in our ability to run the ball. And I think we knew what we were capable of in the run game. So it was great to see that come through and show what we could do on Saturday. And I thought we ran the ball really well and they protected well. A lot to build on there.
You had a lot of weapons too with that running game. Xavier Scott with some big runs before he got dinged up in the first half. But Elijah Barnwell ran well. Freddie Brock, Joe Finiano with some big pickups for you on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, really a lot of guys get involved. Xavier Scott has been an explosive player for us all year. And I think he'll be all right. I think he's feeling a lot better. Had a little bit of a scare there, but feeling better. And then Elijah Barnwell, getting him going is key. Such a big back that can wear down a defense. And then Freddie Brock, it's good to see him get involved in the run and the pass game. So, you know, keeping those guys going, keeping them healthy is going to be a key.
And I thought Joe Finiano had his best game of the season at quarterback. He was very efficient, obviously had some big passes, and again, spread it around and got a lot of different receivers involved in the action.
Yeah, I was glad we were able to get the ball distributed on a lot of different areas, you know, of our offense. So, you know, we'll continue to do that this year, is find those guys that, you know, can get open, can make plays, and be productive members.
Defensively, up against a very big offensive line, your guys did a great job, especially forcing turnovers, three of them, and that turned out to be the difference in the game.
Yeah, I mean, that was something we've been emphasizing for a few weeks now, is getting more takeaways, and we were able to do that this week. And really, really, we really need them, and we got them in timely moments of the game when we needed some takeaways there. So that was good to see.
Now, overall, of course, anytime you get a victory, it's great. But going on the road and in a big situation, of people who may not know Hampton, you know, this is a team that's been very competitive through the years, and most recently in the Big South. But this was a huge game for them. The first time hosting a CAA team at their place, so they were pretty fired up to play the Bears.
Yeah, it was that's a great stadium and great environment, and I know they had a tragedy there on Thursday in the plane crash with a couple of their students, so that took away a little bit from the environment of the game, rightfully so, but our thoughts are with them and that their university and what they're going through, but just excited to, you know, to add them to our conference. I think it's a huge addition and something you know, our players will look forward to getting down there again.
And we get another new team of the conference coming to town this week for homecoming as Monmouth comes to Alphonse Stadium in Morse Field. And Monmouth, no surprise, are off to a very good start this year.
Yeah, they're an outstanding football team. Coach Callahan, I mean, he's the only head coach in program history. So he's been there since 1982. He has done an outstanding job with that program and building it up to where they are now. And they're stepping into the CAA and they're producing and winning games and really dominating on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, their ability to run the ball, they have the number one running back right now in yards in the country. So their running attack is going to be a challenge, and it's going to be it's going to be a fight on Saturday. Just stop their offense. And I think defensively they do a good job swarming and getting around the ball.
And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when you got ready to begin the conference schedule. It all comes down to what you do in the CAA, and certainly you take each week a game at a time. But is it safe to say that all the goals that you had for this team in preseason are still out there on the table for you?
Yeah, we think so. I mean, you know, obviously we're in a position where we need to just continue to get better. And the only way for us to win games is continuing to do that, you know, based on our start. And, you know, we're just focused on the next game. But I think we do have, you know, everything in place to make progress every game and put ourselves in a position to win in the end.
Well, it's going to be an exciting week. A homecoming, always a great time. We're looking forward to that. Hope you have a great week of practice. And by the way, too, thank you there for Saturday night. I'm not sure how many head coaches would do this, but you get back from a long trip, you're getting your guys on the bus to go home, but you were out there helping Bob Lucy and I track down our equipment. So thank you much for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, glad we found it.
Me too. Thank you, Jordan. Have a great week of practice.
Right,
we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear Football, with us here on Downtown or Black Bear Reports, brought to you by Creative Print Services. They can help take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative Print Services. Small restaurants to major universities, wherever you are, they can help you excel. The experienced team works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.